This meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Maryland Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, September 19th, 2017 at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Present.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City staff Robert Smith. Interim City Manager Ashley Coronado. City Clerk Carrie Bagley. Finance Director Alberto Chavez. Police Chief George Castillo. Interim Fire Chief Aldo Orduño. City Attorney.
Thanks so much. Thank you for being here. And in the audience, thank you for joining us. Sorry for the slight distraction here. Mr. Dunn had acquired Mr. Higgins' pen, and it's now been surrendered, and we're good. For our invocation tonight, I'd like us to take a moment of silence and thought in thinking about those lives that have been affected by the hurricanes that have hit, the hurricanes that are about to hit, and our neighbors to the south who've just experienced another horrendous earthquake. So please join me. Thank you. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. The proclamation and announcements. I first have a proclamation, and I apologize, this may be the longest proclamation in history. Proclamation for Fire Prevention Week 2017. Whereas the City of Bisbee is committed to enduring the safety and security of all those living in and visiting Bisbee, and whereas U.S. fire departments responded to 365,000 home fires in 2015, according to the National Fire Protection Association, and whereas U.S. home fires resulted in 2,560 civilian deaths, representing the majority, 78%, of all U.S. fire deaths, and whereas newer homes are built with lightweight materials that burn faster than older home construction, and whereas many today's products and furnishings produce toxic gases and smoke when burned, making it impossible to see and breathe within moments, and whereas these conditions contribute to a much smaller window of time for people to escape a home fire safely, with people having as little as 1 to 2 minutes to escape from the time the smoke alarm sounds, and whereas a home fire escape plan provides a skill set know-how to quickly and safely escape a home fire and situation, and whereas a small home whereas a home fire escape plan includes 2 exits from every room in the home, a path to the outside from each exit, smoke alarms in all required locations, and a meeting place outside where everyone in the home will meet upon exiting, and whereas home fire escape plans should be developed by all members and of the household, and whereas Bisbee residents are responsive to public education measures and are able to take personal steps to increase their safety from fire, especially in their homes. And whereas the 2017 Fire Prevention Week theme, Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out, effectively serves to educate the public about the vital importance of developing a home fire escape plan with all members of the household and practicing it twice a year. Now therefore be resolved that I, David M. Smith, Mayor of the City of Bisbee, do hereby proclaim October 8th through the 14th, 2017 as Fire Prevention Week throughout this community. I urge all the people of Bisbee to find and develop a home fire escape plan with all members of their household and to practice it twice a year and to participate in the many public safety activities and efforts of Bisbee Fire and Emergency Services during Fire Prevention Week 2017. David M. Smith, Mayor. And as long as I'm up, I'll just ask the fire chief to come on up and accept this proclamation. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. Take this to the guys if you will. Thank you so much. So we've got some announcements here. I want to, for those that don't know, I'm so proud of all of our workforce, all of our staff, but every once in a while somebody gets an attaboy that really gets to jump out and to shine and to let the rest of the public know how hard our people work. And so we had the Best of Bisbee recently, and our library was able to win 3 awards. They won a first place award in work in education, a second place award in best customer service, and a third place award as an art gallery for one of the displays that's present. And so I wanted to recognize them. Hope everybody stops by our library. It's an absolutely beautiful place. Our staff's doing an incredible job for us, and they should be recognized, and I'm glad they were. So thanks. And the fun part is it's that time for the Employee of the Month. And as people remember, this is an award voted on by the employees, funded by the employees, for their choice of the Employee of the Month from our people in the City of Bisbee. And so I would like to award this for September 2017. Thanks for your hard work and dedication to the success of our city. And it's awarded to Mr. Tom Coble.
Yes.
Okay. We are set for a call to the public.
Mayor, yeah. Could you announce what's happening Thursday night?
Oh, duh. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thursday night, which is the 21st, we will be hosting the Mexican Federal Police Chorus and Mariachis. And this is a world-famous group, travels through Europe, etc., and they wanted to come to Bisbee. So they will be coming to Bisbee. They'll be arriving in the afternoon. We've been working with the school, and the auditorium will be used at 7 p.m. for the start of the free concert. And these guys and gals are really dynamite. They are excellent. There's a group of 60 in total, of which I believe 20 are mariachis and 40 are chorus. They're in full dress uniform. It's really something to see. That you can check them out on YouTube, as an example. And as I indicated, it's a free concert. We will be, they'll be eating a lunch at the school cafeteria, and there's going to be a surprise downtown at 5 o'clock. So I'd encourage everybody to that can gather around the post office area in our library at a little before 5 and enjoy the surprise, and then come to the concert, please. We really want to have a great turnout for them. They've really been looking forward to this. They are going from here to a cross-border event the next day in Douglas. And so really, this Bisbee was their choice of a place that they wanted to come. So we really want to have a good turnout and to welcome them. So thank you. And Mayor Pro Tem, thank you for keeping me straight. That wasn't on my list. I guess when you reach a certain age, you do all these lists, right? So, all right, now, call to the public, and that'll be Sean Hicks.
Thank you, Mayor and Council and citizens of Bisbee. My name is Sean Hicks. I live at 120 B Brewery Avenue, and here to talk about this New Year's Eve. We're going to try to bring back, at the request of the mayor and some other people in town, bring back Flamshen and the parade and some of the things that we did between the years of 2007 and 2010 that were really a lot of fun and people liked and been asking for. So it's going to be like a three-day lead-up to New Year's Eve that will involve some workshops for kids and adults, from stilt walking to poi spinning, and as well as we're going to organize local artists to do lantern-making workshops. We want to get as many people to make lanterns that we put LEDs or glow sticks in for the parade and around, just light up the town with creative things. Then on New Year's Eve, there'll be a children's parade at just before dark. That'll go from basically from the Busy Bee parking lot through Subway and to City Park. And then that's for little kids that can't stay up to midnight. And then at around 10 o'clock, we're going to nail down the times exactly in promotional materials that you'll see. We'll start the main parade that will go from the Iron Man through town to the City Park. And at City Park, there'll be the finale performance that'll lead up to the midnight and ring in the new year. So really looking forward to it. Flamshen's planning a really special performance, and it should be very exciting. If you remember it, that's great. If not, you'll see some photos and stuff that should entice you to come out. So we're looking for people to participate as much as possible, and that can be anything from just, you know, walking in the parade, making a lantern, that kind of thing, to volunteering. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to doing this, donating materials or food for the artists. So there's a lot of things like that, or donating money because it's going to be an expensive show to put on, and we are just doing it by our kind of bootstraps, and everybody needs to pitch in what they can. So I'm hoping people will get involved, and the website where you can contact us and sign up to be a volunteer or get involved or donate is BisbeeNewYear.com or BisbeeNewYears.com. Either way will work. And it just went live today. We'll keep fleshing it out, but explore it. You'll see some great pictures there, and I hope you come out and enjoy.
Thank you, Mr. Hicks. And I'd like to say I really do appreciate your involvement in this, and for everybody's knowledge, this is an event that's being put on. Yes, I did request that we do it, but it's an event that's being put on by the community, for the community, and it's not being funded by the city. This will be, we're going to get this done with private funds. So it's going to be a great event, a great non-alcoholic a New Year's Eve event for families, and so it'll be a lot of fun. So thank you, sir. Moving on to general business, accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $387,277.06.
I second that.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is Ms. Hansen still with us?
Joan, can you still hear us?
I'm having trouble hearing the mayor.
Well, that's a first. Okay. All right. We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Lindstrom, do you have any? Nope. Any member of the council have anything? All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Next item. Is approval of the consent agenda, and it's items A through C. Item A is approval of the resignation of William Bonacker from the Design Review Board. Item B. Sorry, the computer just, yeah. Approval of the appointment of Lewis J. Pawlik to the Planning and Zoning Commission. C, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by St. Patrick's Church for an event to be held at 100 Quality Hill, Bisbee, Arizona on Friday, October 6th, 2017, and on Saturday, October 7th, 2017, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on both days. Maria Pitzlin, applicant. Council, do we have any of those that you want to be that you wish to be pulled for further discussion? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through C.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All those in favor of approving items A through C of the consent agenda signify by stating aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Old business. Discussion and possible approval of ordinance 017-11 to authorize the fire department to charge fees to respond to calls for service outside city limits. George Castillo, interim fire chief. This is our second reading. And does the council have any questions of the chief regarding those fees? Hearing none, do we have
I thought last time there was like some gray areas with, you know, who made a call, who didn't make it. I thought there were some gray areas that they were still working on.
I guess I'm...
So there was a lot of confusion last time about, you know, when if somebody got called in town, who made the call, and wasn't there...
I think you were might be referring to either the automatic aid or the mutual aid.
Yeah, there was some stuff like, well, we weren't sure about, so it was kind of up in the air. So I didn't think we were voting on it just yet until there was some clarification. But
what do we have? Those specific questions to be clarified, Anna?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I do have a question on what that does, because we still have agreements with all other agencies in the area, correct? And how does that affect it?
Yeah. As I understand, ma'am, under mutual aid, then we're not charging. But under automatic aid, we would be charging.
No, it's the difference. Automatic aid is where we're not charging.
Yep.
Mutual aid is where a fire department calls and requests our assistance to respond to an incident. Automatic aid is what we have with the Palominas Fire District. If they get a structure fire, and if we have people available, we automatically will send an engine to a fire over there, and vice versa. If we get a structure fire here, they automatically send a truck. We don't request it, they automatically send it. And difference between like NACO and San Jose or even El Frida fire departments. If they call for us, they have to call, and then we have to make sure we have people available and that we're able to even respond that, because we won't leave the city unmanned with the mutual aid. The automatic aid, we will have on-call guys automatically come in and cover our city while we go and help out for the automatic aid.
Okay, thank you for keeping me honest there on that.
So then the, I guess the question, how would this have affected us over the Star Ave fire? Because we had, I mean, I get that Palominas would have automatically come in, but with the other agencies, you know, because we had Douglas and Forest Service and, you know, all of that, how would that have affected us? Would we have to pay them? Or
If they had an ordinance saying that we would have to pay them, then yes, we'd have to pay them. They don't have an ordinance.
But if we bring this up, I don't know, and they start, you know, being charged, would that then bring them, you know, to bring something forward as well that would affect us?
Of course, I have no idea, but this isn't new. Huachuca City has this ordinance, and others throughout the state have this ordinance. So this isn't something we've invented. This is something that they can do likewise. Mr. Smith, you had?
Yes, sir. Just for clarification's sake, the parameters in which we would actually charge someone or bill someone are fairly narrow. It would be when the fire department finds themselves outside of the city limits providing services to a citizen. And it would be where our fire department would be billing the citizen's insurance, not another department or another agency. So we're not talking about billing another fire department or another police department or the county. We're talking about going to the individual person who needed the service. And the only time we would be billing for that would be if we're outside of our municipal boundaries, because we don't want our residents paying for services outside of the boundaries.
Thank you for the explanation.
Thank you. That does clarify a little bit better.
Do we have a motion then?
I move to approve ordinance 0-17-11 to authorize the fire department to charge fees to respond to calls for service outside city limits.
I'll second that. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
So that'll go into effect in 30 days? Next thing on the agenda is new business, and we have before us an item to discuss having to do with the employment of a city manager, and for that reason, I would move that we go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A1 for consideration of the employment and appointment of a city manager.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of going into executive session signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
Yes.
We stand in executive session.
I move that we come out of executive session.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of coming out of executive session, please state aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Item number four, with number four, we are now providing the motion.
Correct.
The motion is that I move that we interview Robert Smith, Peter Jankowski, Heather Ruder, and William Lawrence for the position of permanent city manager.
I second it.
Would you please?
Councilmember Quang?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number five, discussion of possible recommendations regarding the selection process for the city manager. I had put out a suggestion as to how to do this. My suggestion is that on the 16th of October, between 5:30 and 7:30, we meet. Now, we don't meet, but that we have a meet and greet at the Royale for the city manager candidates and their significant others to give the population an opportunity to meet them and to one-on-one ask them questions, etc. And that at 8 o'clock the morning of the 17th, we start a process in which there will be four groups, each group 45 minutes. There'll be a group of business people within all three wards of Bisbee. There will be a group made up of the Employees Council, a group made up of department heads, and a group made up of, I started to use the word just citizens, and I certainly don't mean it that way, of citizens. And that these four people will transition, and that there'll be 45 minutes, 15-minute break, then they'll transition to the next group, and that it will end at noon. Then those groups will be able to provide information at a special session of the council at 5:01 that night, in which the council will then deliberate in executive session, and that either that night, depending, or the next day, which is the normal council meeting, the 17th, then a final vote be made and the position offered. So that was my recommendation. Does the council have anything that they wish to discuss, yes, no, amendments, changes, whatever? Ms. Klein?
No, sounds good to me.
All right. Mr. Davis?
That sounds fine.
Mr. Higgins?
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Lindstrom? Okay. Ms. Hansen? Ms. Hansen?
Hi.
I think she said aye.
All right. Is that documented well enough that we can have a motion that was? I did provide that that document that outlines that exactly. So could we have a motion indicating that that's the way we're going to do it?
Sure.
Thank you. Would somebody like to make a motion? Would you like me to make a motion?
I'd like to move
that. You were on a roll.
Yeah.
That we proceed in the manner described by Mayor Smith.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor state aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Number six, city manager's reports. Sir, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. I have provided some information to council in the form of a handout. It's two pages, front and back. This is basically the project list that we talked about in the work session last week. And I just wanted to highlight a few things. I'm still working on the format for the reporting. The department heads own these. They are their projects. They will be updating these as they progress, and you'll begin to see as we provide these to you on a regular basis their progress. And if you should ever want to see the details, we're happy to provide those to per project. Just under task subject is kind of roughly the projects that we've got, and then under the owner is the department head that is the lead for those projects. If you ever have any questions about what we're doing, why we're doing it, what we're considering in that project, we're happy to sit down and run over those with you. I'll begin refining this reporting instrument so it's a little easier to consume. And you can look forward to getting this at least every other week, if not every week.
Yeah. Mr. Smith, would you mind if this be posted on the website?
No, sir, please. It's a public document.
You bet. I would really like the public to see what the city's doing, what our department heads are doing, and the progress that's being made in those individual areas. So, Ms. Coronado, if you don't mind, Ms. Williams will... jump right on it, I'm sure. Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of adjournment, state aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Thanks, Bill.